Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, here we go on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Nice to have you aboard as we give you the latest as far as the world of golf is concerned. Charlie, great to be with you this morning, my friend.
It's great to be with you, Will, in this good week of golf in Houston. The Houston Open is here, and we have a special guest this morning. He honored us coming in. He gave up his Saturday morning sleep. None other than Ben Wiley, my grandson, my second grandson. He's a golfer. He's a baseball player. He's a hunter. He loves to hunt. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
You all right? All right.
We're going to get Ben in front of the mic here in a second. Ben, baseball player, golfer. Favorite baseball player is Jeremy Pena. We're going to hear a little bit more about that later on. But, Charlie, there is no better time to be a Houstonian.
Oh, exactly right. For many reasons, we win the World Series. Then we followed up with the Houston Open, which is one of the oldest tournaments on tour. And it was at Memorial Park many moons ago in the 40s and 50s and 60s, left in 63. And then Jim Crane. Bless his heart, he really could run for president in Texas, and he'd win. I mean, he's done so much for our city. He's got a foundation going on, that money that's going to help support all of the parks and recreation, baseball fields, through the foundation that raises money at the Houston Open. He redid the Memorial Park so that it could be a tour-quality golf course, and as you see, it's really holding its own.
It really is. This course has come so far over the last 365 days. You have to tip your cap to Jim Crane. You have to tip your cap to Colby Calloway and the rest of his team over there. I mean, the grass is completely grown in from tee to green and through the greens around the fringes. And Charlie, you know, world number 15, Tony Finau, out to a strong lead, 16 under, and is in search of his third win over his last seven starts. You know, we have a great weekend ahead.
Well, it's a perfect golf course for Tony. It's long. It's have great greens, and his ability to really spin the golf ball is helping him get to those hard pins.
Okay, we have a lot to do today. Houston Open is in town. Make sure to head over to HoustonOpenGolf.com to get your tickets. It's Will, it's Ben Wiley, and Charlie Epps with you today on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity. Back after this.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network. Brought to you by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Nice to have you aboard on a Saturday morning. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. So our show, as you know, Charlie, heard in over 47 different cities around the country. It's also heard on ESPN 97.5, where we reside and broadcast week to week here at Gal Media. And this weekend, you know, is a weekend that we always have circled on the calendar with the PGA Tour in our backyard at Memorial Park Golf Course. Charlie, great to be with you this morning.
Likewise, it's golf week in Houston, and it's fun to see the volunteers that really make the golf course run. All the people in the parking lots and the galleries, and they've been around. I've been, you know, first Houston Open was 1974. I've played in 15 of them, and I see the same people all the time putting their time in to help charity, to help Jim raise money for the foundation, the Houston, you know, the Astros Foundation, which takes their money and builds parks and baseball and recreation for the city of Houston. So there's so many different ways that the PGA Tour helps our community. And we don't know where Liv is, but Houston and the PGA Tour do us a wonderful job for the last, 75 years.
You know, as you know, Charlie, Golf Club of Houston did a great job hosting this event. But as I walk around Memorial Park, that is, you know, right in the middle of the city, you hear fans talk about how much easier of a walk it is, how much more accessible it is to get to the golf course. This has really been a good move. I was critical of the golf course a year ago. It was, you know, it was still young after the redo, but 365 days later, Memorial Park is in great shape.
Just think how good you get every year. You got to give everything chance,
and
that's what we got to give Liv 3 years to see if they join the community and spread golf and be double the size. So it's exciting for guys like my grandson here, that if his future is either becoming a hunting guide or becoming a fishing guide or becoming a professional golfer, you got things going to. The good Lord's going to bless you with a lot of stuff. So
he's golf's version of Bo Jackson. You've just replaced golf instead of football. Ben, you made your first hole in one this past summer. Tell us where that was, what club you hit, and what the reaction was.
It was in Roanoke Golf Club.
Okay. Hey, you can yell, Ben.
Yeah.
You can yell.
Yeah.
It was in Roanoke Golf Club. I hit a 6-iron. It was 168, and we were all really excited.
Now, your older brother, Charlie, great golfer at Memorial High School. He does not have a hole-in-one yet. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
No. Okay. So now, Ben, also a baseball player. It's great to have him aboard this morning. Charlie, you talked about Liv a little bit. We'll get to some news on that later on. There could be a switch up in CEOs.
See,
this is going to surprise you. But, you know, as far as the Houston Open is concerned, the end of the second round is currently underway this morning, Memorial Park, after play was put to a halt yesterday afternoon at 3:30 due to rain. You know, for Thursday and the majority of Friday, the weather, you know, held up and the conditions were perfect. But now with the rain in the loop over the last 24 hours, Charlie, this golf course, it's going to play miles longer than it already is.
And the two guys up front and the hottest golfers on the PGA Tour was Scottie Scheffler, winning four times this past year, winning the major, starring at the Ryder Cup. But then Tony Finau has really stepped up his game, has come to become a good putter, and with his length, no telling how many tournaments he can win.
You know, I think, as you just alluded to, with the weather conditions, it's going to be a huge advantage for bombers like Tony Finau, who's in full command with a four-shot lead at 13 under. Charlie, Tony's 10 under par on the front nine of Memorial Park, 3 under on the back. You know, I followed Mackenzie Hughes, who's tied for seventh at 6 under over the last 2 days. He's 1 under total on the front nine. You know, Ben Griffin, who's in a tie for seventh at 6 under. We watched him play with Cole Hammer.
Right.
He's even par on the front nine. Scottie Scheffler is 4 under. He's played the front nine at now 2 over, as he made 2 bogeys in the second round on 8 and 9. To think that Finau is 10 under on the front nine, it's pretty incredible to me.
Well, it's his game. I mean, he's proven to be a world-class player. The tournament he's playing here, the golf course is world-class. But I think one of the exciting things that Jim Crane has done, he's invited the national champions from University of Texas. We have Cole Hammer, who was on that winning championship, Travis Vick, who's been on our show, and then also we had another collegiate, Walker Lee from Texas Aggies. So younger guys getting a chance to get in the fray, to learn what this is all about, and to see Cole have 7 birdies yesterday and shoot himself back and makes the cut, his first cut on the PGA Tour. My hat's off to him.
You know, it's those three guys, Walker Lee, Travis Vick, and Cole Hammer, have all had outstanding crowds Thursday and Friday. I made it to point to follow both of them, all three of them, Walker Lee, unfortunately, one over, just missed it. But there's going to be so many good things to take away from this week if you're Walker Lee. He has full status on PGA Tour Latin America. The funny thing is, if it was up to him, he would hunt for a living. But he's so good at golf that he's giving it a go. Travis Vick and Cole Hammer, I mean, two outstanding players from Texas. Obviously, you followed Travis. He's very impressive, has the football body, played quarterback at Second Baptist, and Ben was also a baseball player like you. He was coached by Andy Pettit and Lance Berkman at Second Baptist. So a great head on his shoulders. We followed Cole yesterday. For him to get it back with the 65 after opening with the 74 was gritty and really showed a lot of chutzpah.
The one story I like to tell is I gave Cole Hammer his first lesson.
Incredible. Where was that?
I was the pro at Pine Forest Country Club, and his grandmother was a member of our club. And so she says, Charlie, I want to bring my daughter out to take a lesson with us. And I said, fine. And she came out, and she was pregnant with Cole. So Cole got some vibes in there. You know, his family, his grandmother and mother are great golfers. And to see him do what he did yesterday, that was really a lot of fun.
And Colt, another former baseball player, grew up playing baseball. Charlie, you're a big baseball fan, and you're right. You know, a week prior to our show today, the Astros were winning the World Series in six games. But you see so many former baseball players, kids that grew up playing baseball, make the transition to golf. Why is that?
Well, because I've seen my grandchildren grow up. Their father is just a great coach, and he made sure they all had the opportunity to play. And it develops their motor skills. And my three grandsons and my granddaughter played softball. She plays soccer. She's an all-star soccer player at the age of eight. But you run and you throw and you catch, and it's just so healthy to get the kids out playing all the sports, not just golf. You got to play the other sports. Jack Nicklaus did that. It just sets the stage for kids, you know, being healthy and making good decisions and learning how to be coached. And it gets them out of bed, right, Ben?
Well, you know, on the other side and throughout the show, we're going to talk more about the younger talent that is in the mix at the Houston Open. You have Tony Finau in the lead, in command at 13 under with a 4-shot lead over Patrick Rogers and Alex Noren, two players who are still in search of their first PGA Tour wins. But Charlie, how about a quick word first from our friends over at Insperity?
You know, during the recent health and economic crisis in our country, Insperity has helped their clients achieve and navigate through all of the problems to keep their businesses running. And we know, just like in golf, you have to have a good instructor. In business, you have to have a good instructor to get you through all of the HR problems that exist today. And Insperity has proven to do that. And they take care of their people. The chairman has such a great philosophy. Is if he takes care of his employees, which now is over 4,000, since 1986, he's grown his company from zero to 4,000 because of the right way to treat people, to motivate them, to help other people. And that's the way, you know, business succeeds. So does community. Community succeeds. So if you're in the market, if you want some help, Insperity.com, give them a chance. Let them come out and explain to you what they can do. And I guarantee you, you'll really relish the day that you brought them aboard. So Insperity.com.
And when we come back, we're going to fill you in on the names you need to know heading into the weekend at the Houston Open. Remember, HoustonOpenGolf.com is where you can go get tickets to go watch all the action at Memorial Park. And later on, we're going to tell you when Tiger Woods is going to return to action on the PGA Tour right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, brought to you by Insperity. HR that makes difference. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here and discuss the latest with the golf doctor. Last segment we discussed, the opening two rounds, what the leaderboard looks like, and how much this golf course, Memorial Park, has improved over the last calendar year. For our listeners in Houston, the PGA Tour is in town all weekend long, and you can get your tickets over at HoustonOpenGolf.com. Charlie, we saw Finau collect his third and fourth win on the PGA Tour in consecutive weeks at the 3M Open and Rocket Mortgage Classic. His iron play has been the best in the field over the last two rounds, but something to watch, Tony Finau is 0-for-3 when holding at least a share of the 36-hole lead on the PGA Tour.
He's going to break that. You know, he's set milestones this year. It's just set milestones, and next year he's going to set his heart in game on winning the Masters. I'm going to predict that he's going to be right up close in the Masters in 2023. So a unique individual, and one of his comments to me when he won one of his tournaments, $1 million, he says, that's almost enough to feed my family. He's got like six kids, you know, just wonderful. And, you know, he travels with them all the time. He and his wife are just precious people, and you know, good things are going to come his way.
And Charlie, he started his season last week at Mayakoba, flew the whole family in, knocked off a little bit of rust, ended up missing the cut, but he said it was a great week. And then he said right when he got to Houston on Monday, it was time to put the game back in gear, really got a good prep in. His best finish at the Houston Open was tied for 24th in 2017. Of course, that was at Golf Club of Houston. But he did finish 24th in 2020 at Memorial Park.
Yeah. He's a gamer, and he's the future of the golf, and he's going to be winning a lot of tournaments. He's a big man and can hit it really a long ways.
We talked about some of the younger players in this field last segment. We have Ben Wiley, who's Charlie's grandson, in studio. Charlie has two grandsons that are just incredible athletes. Charlie Wiley, of course, a senior. He's going to be a senior this year at Memorial.
Well, he's a junior right now.
Junior. Yeah. Incredible golfer. Ben, you not only play golf, you also play baseball. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I play baseball and football. So.
And now you, what position do you play?
I play third base in baseball.
Are you a power hitter, or do you hit for contact?
I'm a power hitter.
Really? How many home runs do you have?
Four.
Over the fence.
Incredible.
He did it up in Cooperstown. He went up to Cooperstown and hit it out of the park.
What was that experience like in Cooperstown? I went to the tournament as well when I played baseball growing up. How cool was that for you?
It was really fun to be with our team and like have a long travel tournament, and I just thought it was amazing.
Now, do you enjoy when Charlie here takes you to the golf course?
Yes, sir, I do.
What are some have you played? Does he play? Do you play tournament golf?
No, sir.
No,
not yet. No, but he's more of a fisherman. But now that he's really grown and he's got a great golf swing, we'll just see where his interests take him. But if he decides to follow in his mother's footsteps, he's going to be a good golfer too. So he's got all the opportunities.
That's Ben Wiley. It's great to have you in the studio. He's going to be with us all hour long. Now, the stories of the week on a local level is, when we talked about it last segment, there's some younger participants who grew up in Houston who are starting their journey as full-time members on the PGA Tour. You had Walker Lee, first-year pro out of A&M, grew up at Champions. He'll be playing on PGA Tour Latin America next year. He unfortunately missed the cut by one, but as I said last segment, a lot of good things to take away. Charlie, I think we both enjoyed watching Travis Vick, who's been on the show, still an amateur, competing in his senior year at the University of Texas. Is this just another player coming out that shows how good of a job John Fields is doing at Texas?
Yes, I mean, John Fields for the last 25 years he took the reins, and Texas has already been a great golf school because of Ben Crenshaw and Harvey Penick and Tom Kite and so many great others. Brooks, he won the PGA back in, but anyway.
Justin Leonard?
Yeah, Justin Leonard. I mean, you can go on and on of major champions out of the University of Texas program. But it's also the local golf associations that get the kids opportunities, that get to play. The Southern Texas PGA, their junior golf programs are incredible. And so then, you know, the sky's the limit. And that's where Walker Lee comes in. That's where Travis Vick and Cole Hammer.
You know, Cole has been, you know, probably a little bit on the bias side, my favorite story of the week. But, you know, as a Houston native and first-year pro out of Texas who shot 74 in the first round and then rallied back yesterday shooting a 5-under-65, very impressive round. He showed a massive amount of grit and chutzpah after missing his first 11 cuts on the PGA Tour. And you see players all the time on the PGA Tour. They open with 74 and then throw the towel in, especially at a fall event like this. But for Cole to come out on Friday and make seven birdies in front of the hometown crowd was nothing short of electric. And Charlie, looking back at his scorecard yesterday, he made four birdies on the front nine after an early bogey on the second hole. And then he really turned the jets on. You and I were watching on the 11th hole.
Yeah.
He pulls his tee shot left, which looks like death out there in Memorial Park. And then he chips in, gets a big fist pump going, and then, you know, proceeds to make three more birdies on the back. Unfortunate bogey on 17, but all in all, I was super impressed with the amount of courage and grit that he showed yesterday.
And now to play 36 holes on the weekend with other professionals that he's going to learn from, and no, it's a big step, a big milestone in his career and moving forward. And he's got a support of Insperity. Insperity, as a local company, signed him to a contract, and because they believe in him, and so that to me is a great. You know, Jimmy Walker is a Insperity brand ambassador. Now he is too, so it's a good marriage.
Charlie, I was lucky enough to interview Jim Nance earlier this week. but he told me a story about how, you know, we were getting into his relationship with Insperity and how you know, he was connected to Insperity through Arnold Palmer and yourself. He made that very clear. And that you know, it took me back a little bit. You know, I want to take this time to say I'm extremely fortunate to be in your presence, and you know, for him to share with me that line of individuals who represented Insperity is extremely special.
Yeah, brand ambassador is important, and that's another strength of the Insperity group, the Insperity executives. They know how to spread the word. They want people representing their brand and to get out, and they do a wonderful job.
Looking at the leaderboard at the Houston Open, Tony Finau leads at 13 under after going 65-62. Patrick Rodgers and Alex Noren tied for second at 9 under. Tyson Alexander in fourth place, son of former University of Florida head coach Buddy Alexander, who played in two Masters in his own right. Tyson's making his eighth start on the PGA Tour. And, you know, for looking ahead to the fall season, we're going to have to cut the break here in a second, but looking forward at what the fall season is going to look like for years to come, this is going to be a season where it's a qualification process for the spring event. So for guys like Tyson Alexander, this week means a lot.
Opportunities. You just have to have opportunities to play and putt for the bogeys and putt for the birdies, and there's no substitute for experience. You can't rush it. And so they're on the right course. And, you know, the PGA Tour has expanded so well into the Latin American Tour, the Corn Ferry Tour. Now the European Tour has stepped up its game. They've found some more money. And there's a lot more money for the young people to play for. And that's what you need. You got to have cash. And it's good to see you grow the game, that people are seeing the value of being part of golf, and because it represents the right type of people to represent their brand.
That's right. All members of the DP World Tour will now make $150,000 for the season. All full members of the PGA Tour and Korn Ferry Tour will make $500,000 at the beginning of the season. A lot of happy faces around the PGA Tour when you go around and ask these players.
Korn Ferry Tour gets $500,000?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I'm going to start practicing again. You think I'm too late? You think it's too late for me, Ben?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Bless your heart. But isn't that great?
It really is. It really is. And, you know, even if you're not if you Monday qualify into a PGA Tour event or Korn Ferry Tour event and you miss the cut, they give you a $5,000 check. So there's guaranteed money coming up. You know, we don't know where it's coming from, but it's there. The PGA Tour is reacting to the presence of LIV, which we're going to talk about here in a few minutes, right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
Listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. And the Charlie Epps Golf Hour is also presented by Swing Sound Golf, who's been a partner of ours for the last month. You know, this is an app in which all golfers can use for their swing tempo, and we're lucky enough to have Marius Vilmater with us for a few minutes to talk about what's new at Swing Sound. Marius, great to have you aboard.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, tell me, you know, we've talked a lot about Swing Sound, here over the last month. You know, every elite player, the main thing that they think about, Marius, is tempo. Tell me what's new with Swing Sound and how important that aspect of tempo is to golf.
Well, you know, let's just start at the beginning. There's only two things you need to control on the golf course. Control the direction you hit the ball and the distance you hit the ball. Doesn't matter which club you're using, whether it's your putter, your driver, your 7-iron. Control those two elements and you're good to go. If you look at a guy like Jim Furyk, I don't think he'll be accused of having the prettiest swing in the business, but he's the only man alive that broke 60 twice on the PGA Tour. And the reason for that is you can control the distance and the direction. Now, if you look at distance control, it has two legs that it stands on. Obviously, the length of your stroke, so the longer the stroke, normally the further the ball should go. But a key element in distance control is tempo. So if you have consistent tempo, you'll hit the ball the same distance. As simple as that.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And I look at the two modern-day players in Rory McIlroy and John Rahm. Two different swings produce great amount of distances, and they all have their tempo, timing, and rhythm. So I salute you with your product. And it's we hear a lot about TrackMan and so on and so forth. I think tempo, timing, and rhythm to develop, like my grandson who's in studio with me, is they have to learn to drive at a certain speed under control. And if you work on your tempo, timing, and rhythm, you eventually are going to become much more more proficient in hitting the ball solid. Hitting the ball solid is the most important thing, right in the middle of the club face. So it's tempo, timing, and rhythm, and I appreciate your support for our show.
Yes, obviously you want to hit the ball in the middle of the club face, but even though in putting, if you're not always in the sweet spot, it doesn't make that big of a difference if you have consistent tempo. So the moment you have, you know, your heartbeat should be consistent. If it skips a beat, you have a problem, you know. So the same with a golf swing. You want consistent tempo. So, and then you get used to swinging the club at a particular speed, let's just say putting, for instance. You control the distance. Now you have confidence because you say, wow, I cannot three-putt because most three-putts are caused by a lack of distance control. So once you stand over the ball over a putt and you know you cannot three-putt, you might as well just one-putt it, you know, so because your confidence level goes up and you can see the line better because the moment you see the speed of the ball, the speed of the putt, that you're going to hit the ball with, then you can also read the putt better. But if you don't see the speed, then you cannot read the putt.
Marius, you know, really incredible work. You know, I personally love the tempo, the sound of the tempo, because, you know, your average metronome has this very annoying sound like an alarm. You've worked with some of the best swing engineers in the world to get the sound of that rhythm and tempo dialed in.
Well, you know, a typical metronome is just a one-to-one ratio. So, in other words, it takes the same time back and forth. We have seen that golfers, when listening to a regular metronome, started struggling after a while because they speed up their backswing and they actually slow down their forward swing to have the same time. What swing sound does, it gives you the sound of, you know, the correct ratio. Let's look at putting. Putting is a 2-to-1 ratio, so your backswing should be double the time of the forward swing to impact. So the sound gives you that feeling that it's slow on the back, quicker on the front. And once you've found your rhythm, you know, I worked with it yesterday a little bit, and I thought, wow, there's something wrong with the app. Because it didn't feel good. But then after a while, I calibrated myself to the rhythm of the app. And after a while, I could really control my chipping and my putting great. So even if it sometimes feels a little bit awkward, you know that the tempo is always the same. And, and that's the reason, you know, we spoke about that, Jack Nicklaus. If you look at his video, Golf My Way, he actually has four clubs that he hits on the split screen, his driver, his 2-iron, his 5-iron, and his pitching wedge, and he starts the club at the same time, and he strikes the ball at the same time. So I think that is probably one of the reasons, and maybe the main reason why he was so successful. He kept the same tempo with every club, and the rhythm, obviously, for a long shot, for a long putt, your rhythm, the tempo is the same, but the timing element is the 2-to-1 ratio.
Well, we really appreciate you supporting our show, and we'll keep getting everybody to know about your product, and we'll grow together, and thanks for coming on this morning on behalf of Will and I and all of our listeners. Thank you very much, and we'll be talking in the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marius. That's Marius Filmater, founder of Swing Sound Golf, available for only $4.99 on the App Store, Google Play. Charlie, 1-800-224-2004 is the number. We got Marty in Memorial who messaged in. He says, Charlie, I've been seeing a lot of players at the Houston Open use 5-wood or putter instead of chipping with a wedge around the greens. Should I be doing that?
If you have time to practice it. And, you know, the famous one is the Texas wedge, which is putting from off the green. And you see a lot of that. But today with the higher fringes and so on and so forth, a little 5-wood, a little longer club, if you can, your utility club becomes a good club to chip and pitch with, mainly just a little chipping motion because it's a longer club and it doesn't take quite as much effort, but it takes a lot of practice. So practice it before you go on the golf course to use it.
Okay, looking around some news around the world of golf, we have Ben Wiley in studio, Charlie's grandson. I want your take on something, Ben. Tiger Woods announced this week that he's going to be taking part in the next edition of The Match, which will be a 12-hole exhibition between Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy versus Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas at Pelican Golf Club in Tampa on December 10th. Ben, you know, from someone your age and your friends, do you enjoy watching golf in this type of format, 2v2, four best players in the world, only 12 holes, or do you prefer to watch an 18-hole golf tournament?
I always liked watching like two versus twos because it's more like action, and more people playing, and I think it's a little bit more fun, and it doesn't take as long.
Have you watched LIV Golf at all?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay. But to answer my question, you do enjoy, you know, these type of formats that we've seen over the last year. We saw Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers face off against Phil and Tiger. You enjoyed that?
Yes, sir.
Charlie, what is your opinion on this?
You know, it's entertainment, off-season entertainment, and to watch, you know, of course, you watch the GOAT play. I mean, anything, it's and then you get to hear him talk and interview. So it's an opportunity for us all to learn how to, you know, what's Brady thinking about. So it's great.
And I think they definitely picked the four, you know, possible players. Obviously, yeah. Tiger and Rory go way back,
yep,
with their relationship with Nike. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas grew up playing junior Ryder Cups together and, you know, still good friends to this day. You know, I've, you know, Charlie, you know my stance on LIV and what I think about these exhibitions. But all in all, any time Tiger can be on TV and part of this game, it's good for golf. And we're going to see that here in a couple months at the Hero World Challenge.
That's right. I look forward to that. I look forward to the parent-child. I think that's really, really good, the PNC, where John Daly plays with his son. Jordan Spieth's going to play with his father. And Tiger is going to play with his son, who this kid is really maturing and growing so quickly from last year to this year. He's going to dominate.
You know, his hand size is what really impresses me. I mean, it looks like he could palm a basketball. Obviously, very developed kid, Charlie Woods. I love watching him. Ben Wiley, you are closer to Charlie Woods' age than both of us. Can you feel that there's a level of hype surrounding Charlie Woods at his young age? And you know, do you look at Tiger as the most polarizing figure in golf?
Yes, sir, I do.
And Charlie, it's amazing how, you know, the next Charlie's been not Charlie. Tiger obviously won the Masters in 2019. Do you feel like that win really connected him to another generation of golf?
Sure, sure. That he's still active, and they've heard more about his accidents than his golf. But, yes, he's still in front of the public eye. He just won the PIP, right?
He did. He won the PIP. And, Charlie, get a gist of this. It's been 4 months since he hit his last golf shot when he missed the cut at the Open Championship. And winning the PIP truly shows that he is still moving the needle of this game.
And how much did he win?
Well, it was a $100 million purse. I need to find what the total number is that, yeah, he won, but it's a big number.
But it's a popularity contest.
It is.
And he's popular.
That's it. Tiger in first, second was Rory. Some more news, Charlie, coming out of the PGA Tour that's going to provide more access to college players. Top seniors will receive full status on the PGA Tour, and elite underclassmen will achieve status if key benchmarks are achieved. I'm guessing that's a USAM win. That's making a cut at a PGA Tour of it as an amateur. All in all, good news. I would like to see more Korn Ferry Tour cards being given out instead of just one, you know, full status PGA Tour card to the top senior. But all in all, this is more opportunity for college golf.
Well, all it's doing is, you know, why do we have a National League and American League in baseball? We have National League and you know, two leagues in
yeah, there's so many young kids, AFC in football, yeah.
So many kids having the opportunity to play, and they're really good. There's room for everybody, and so more the merrier.
Very well said, golf out there. On the other side, we're going to give you a pick for the Houston Open going away. Me, Ben, and Charlie will all give a pick right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, closing up shop here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR, that makes a difference. Remember, all Houston golf fans, you can go get your tickets for the Houston Open, which is going on all weekend long at Memorial Park at HoustonOpenGolf.com. We're going to get a pick here for the Houston Open. We're going to start with our legendary guest here, Ben Wiley. Ben, who is taking home this title at Memorial Park this week?
I think it'll be Tony Finau, because he is
he was 10 over in the front nine, which is really hard to do.
10 under.
Yeah, 10 under. And he's been playing well, and he's hitting the ball well right now. And he's looking for his third win in 7 starts, which I think is kind of going to be a goal, like a big goal for him. And, yeah, I think Tony will.
Ben, you're an absolute natural. Charlie, who do you think's taking this home this week?
He took my pick. But I'm going to go with Rogers, the boy from Stanford that was going to come out and really get going. Hadn't won yet, so good luck to Patrick Rogers. Hope he can beat Finau.
You know, I have to go with Ben's pick of Tony Finau. You know, Johnny Manziel, the old quarterback from Texas A&M.
Yes,
he gets to play with a lot of these guys on the PGA Tour. He lives in Scottsdale, and he said by a mile, Tony Finau is the most enjoyable player on the PGA Tour to play with on a casual basis.
Yeah, I can believe that.
You know, but you know, this is a guy, Charlie. You know, Finau, one of the nicest players on tour. I think Tyson Alexander is going to give this a good run. You know, son of Buddy Alexander, who played in 2 Masters himself.
Yep.
You know, I think he's going to make a good run at this. James Hahn has been.
I like Hahn.
Yeah, he's been an outspoken member of the PGA Tour and all the checks and balances that it has to provide. Charlie, your good friend Jason Gore, who's now working with the PGA Tour, is out here. And it's really good to see him get a feel from all the players about what needs to be improved on tour.
That was something that was really missing, and a more player involvement and have a representative, and you can speak, and the players are happy. And Jason Gore is a great young man, and he's done a lot of good so far for USGA and now the PGA.
Houstonians, remember, go to HoustonOpenGolf.com to get your tickets for the action Memorial Park all weekend long. World number 15, Tony Finau, with an excellent chance to win. I want to thank John Belmer behind the ones and twos. Charlie, great to be with you this morning. Ben Wiley, great job, man. You're a natural. We'll see you next Saturday right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. See you next week.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.